Meanwhile, the United Nations says the Syrian refugee crisis is threatening economic development throughout the region. The head of the UN's development agency says regional host countries are struggling with the influx of refugees. Helen Clark says the situation not only poses a humanitarian crisis, but also threatens the economies of neighboring countries, including Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Turkey. This is due to its impact on trade, agriculture, tourism, employment, and demands on water use. Clark went on to say that by the end of the year, nearly 25% of Lebanon's population will be made up of Syrian refugees. That figure has already reached 10% in Jordan. Dr. Mark Mason is an activist and political commentator with us now live from San Francisco. Dr. Mason, thank you for being with us on the Top 5. How serious do you see the refugee problem?
Well, the United Nations High Commission on Refugees has come forward with an announcement this week about what they consider and they label as a very serious refugee situation in and around Syria. We have an estimated more than 2 million refugees outside of Syria in the neighboring countries. Many are in Lebanon, Jordan, also Iraq and Turkey. They have refugees as far away as Yemen and Bulgaria. There's more than 2 million refugees, as I mentioned, and about half of those are children, parents attempting to get their children to a safe place away from the civil war in Syria. There's at least 4 to 5 million Syrian people inside Syria that are sort of internal refugees from their own communities. They've been driven out of Aleppo, driven out of Damascus and other cities, and they're sort of huddling, if you will, in little small enclaves, sort of trying to be tucked away in between fighting forces, the Assad regime and the Syrian National Coalition and other rebels.
So the question here would be, apart from the fact that right now these refugees need shelter, need food, need medical treatment, etc., what are the hopes that they would ever be able to go back to a destroyed country? I mean, what are the hopes and fears for them?
Well, their immediate needs are dire. The human rights High Commission on Refugees has asked for $5 billion from the international community. They've received less than half of the $5 billion that are needed to assist a growing population. It's roughly 7 million. It may increase to 10 million by the end of the year. They need everything: food, shelter, clothing, medicine, schooling supplies for young children. Everything possible. Many people are just living.
Mr. Mason, we have seen both the Syrian government and also countries like the United States, Turkey, etc., you know, on all sides saying that the humanitarian issue is urgent, that needs to be addressed. But the Syrian government is saying that this support that a lot of countries are giving to the insurgents and to the militancy should better be directed towards that humanitarian effort rather than supporting the insurgency that's making the situation worse. Would you blame that, you know, for this humanitarian crisis?
That's a long-standing problem with the West, Western Europe, and the United States. They promise, make great, wonderful promises. The TV cameras come out. Great announcements are made. They're going to promise to provide X amount of dollars to support the Haitian people from the massive Haitian refugee problem during the earthquake. They still haven't received the funds that the United States promised years ago. I don't know how many years ago that was. So this is a continuing situation where the media, such as yourself, Press TV, needs to get the word out and put pressure on these international communities. They simply don't follow through with commitments to assist refugees who are in dire need of just basic essentials to survive.
Dr. Mark Mason, activist and political commentator with us there live from San Francisco. Thank you.